Das Chazor sagt, nicht so, dass du sagst, wenn du sagst, das Wachum darf Zadik, hey, du musst das Klicher, das Jota, das Chulu. Fragt man, how can we make a hole in it and bring it back in to break in the Azor? The Torah says that the Kli has to be broken. Once it has a hole, it's no longer classified as a Keli. If we make a hole the size of a small root, a hole this size removes the Tumah, but still leaves it classified as a Keli. Mishnah then said, Kli in a Choyish of a Chulu. Fragt man, if you make this large opening, it's no longer a Keli. If we make before the purging and the rinsing, they hammer it closed. Therefore, it regains its classification as a Keli. Rish Lakish said, if the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol got Chatas blood on it and then became Tum, we have to bring in the part with the blood, but less than 3x3 etzbois at a time, because we can't rip it like we do with the other begadim, because the pasuk regarding them ill says lo yikareya. The Mishnah says that very thick cloths and very soft cloths don't become tummy at the size of 3x3 etzbois. Rather, they only become tummy at the size of 3x3 tvachim. The meal was very thick. If so, we should be able to bring in up to 3x3 tvachim at a time. The Mishnah says this is true for thick pieces of material that are not part of a completed beged. However, when it's part of a completed garment, the applicable size is 3x3 etzbois. For acting more, the washing that's done to the garments requires using 7 different cleaning agents, one of which is urine. Bryce says that we're not allowed to bring urine into the Azor. So how do we go ahead? How do we do the required washing? It can't be that you say that maybe all these 7 things are mixed together as a mixture. Maybe then it's allowed to be brought in, because the Mishnah says that the 7 have to be applied separately and in a particular order. It can't be that the urine is mixed maybe with only one of the other 7, and maybe since it's not all 7 together, it's okay. Because the Mishnah says that he has to scrub with each of these agents 3 times, which suggests that each has to be done separately. And for tomorrow, we mix the urine with tasteless saliva, which is one of the which we see you do. In fact, that we find that Rish Lakish says that each of the cleaning agents actually have to be mixed with tasteless saliva. So up to the next mission, whether one cooked a carbon in a keli or whether he poured hot liquid from the carbon into the keli, whether it was a carbon of kachim or kachim kalim, the keli would require purging and rinsing, meaning if it was a metal keli, it would require it to be broken if it was an earthenware keli. Rav Shimon says, kalim in which were cooked kachim kalim, they are not required to be purged and rinsed. Zakhtar Mara Bryce says, the pasuk says, Asher tivushal boy. This only teaches that an earthenware keli is in which the chatos was cooked has to be broken. How do we know if hot liquids of the chatos were poured in, it also has to be broken? The extra word of boy teaches us a darshan, boy tishover. If it's in it, it should be broken. This includes the case where the hot liquids were poured into it. In fact, the Mara Rami Chama asks, if the chatos was roasted in the airspace of an earthenware oven, is it required to be broken? Does the Torah require breaking for the cooking and absorption? And when it hangs in the airspace, there's no absorption because there's no direct contact. Or is it required to be broken simply for being cooked in it, in which case the oven would have to be broken? Emphatimar Rava said, our Mishnah says it has to be broken even if it was poured into the keli, in which case there's absorption but no cooking in the keli. So we see that one of the two is enough to require the breaking. Zakhtamar, it's not a good proof, because we never asked about absorption without cooking, because we know that the breaking would be required in that case. Our question is only when there's cooking without absorption. Fekhmar, maybe we can answer from a statement of Nachman, the name of Rabbi Ravua, who said that the oven in the base of Megish was made of metal. Now, if cooking without absorption does not need to be broken, why didn't they use an earthenware oven there? It must be that cooking alone would require it to be broken. Now, it may be that metal was used because the leftover menachos were baked there, and from those there was absorption as well as cooking. However, for the meat, it may be that an earthenware oven would have sufficed. Sakmar Vaita Rava Bari Loi prohibited eating bread baked in an oven that was greased, no matter how long before, because it's impossible to remove the grease, if it was greased with fats, which makes the oven fleshy, out of concern that maybe he would take that bread that was baked in that oven and dip it into a dairy dip. Frekmar Bryce says, you're not allowed to knead a dough with milk, and if you do, the bread becomes also because we're concerned that you're going to eat the bread with meat. Similarly, one may not grease an oven in which you bake bread with animal fats, and if he does, any bread baked in that oven is also unless the oven is fired up beforehand to remove the grease. We see from the Bryce that it's possible to rid the oven of the grease. So, Chamar to Yufta of Rava Bar Ariloi. If Rava Bar Eloi was proven as being incorrect, why did Rav say that an earthenware pot that was used for chametz has to be broken? Why can't you just burn out the chametz like the Brises says it could be done for an oven? And for the Gemara, Rashi answered, the Brises is discussing a metal oven which purges what it absorbed, but an earthenware pot does not do so. Or we can say another terrace, even if the Brises is discussing an earthenware oven, but an oven which is fired up from the inside has more intense heat which purges what it absorbed. The pot is heated on the outside, and therefore it's not effective in purging everything from it. Firing up a pot from the inside is something you're not going to do because it's going to make it break, and therefore people are not going to be careful doing it properly either.